The Irish Independent publishes details of a briefing document for the new Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly, which predicts that massive backlogs for basic treatment and diminished cancer services will be left in the wake of the coronavirus pandemic. Cormac McQuinn reports that the 209-page briefing contains a warning that patient waiting lists will increase by as much as 130%. It also details how work on the second CAT lab in Waterford has been delayed and predicts a €180 million euro shortfall in funding for the National Children's Hospital. The Irish Times gives front page coverage to the heavy toll that COVID-19 has taken on Ireland's economy, as revealed in the latest Exchequer figures, which show it punched an €8.3 billion hole in the public finances. The paper says some ministers have privately expressed concern about the Cabinet's response to the pandemic and have questioned the messaging coming from the Department of the Taoiseach. We're told a number of ministers singled out the decision not to reopen pubs and said a plan to support the sector should have been devised and published alongside Tuesday's announcement that they wouldn't be reopening. Two tests for all tourists is the Irish Daily Mail's lead headline. In an interim report, the Oireachtas Committee on COVID-19 recommends that all overseas visitors who come into the country be tested at least twice during their stay in Ireland, and it also calls for a tightening of quarantine regulations. The Irish Examiner brings us details of how a potential ecological disaster on the west coast was averted when the Naval Service intervened to prevent a cargo vessel laden with oil from crashing against rocks near Slinehead in County Galway. Ellie Neave responded to a request for help on Tuesday morning from the crew of Aqua Transporter, which was carrying 32,000 cubic tonnes of oil after it had lost power and was drifting towards rocks. The death of a teenager yesterday in a fall at Powerscourt Waterfall in County Wicklow was covered on the front of the Irish Daily Star. The 15-year-old, who was believed to be from Northern Ireland, was on holidays with his parents. A Coast Guard helicopter attended the scene and Gardaí have described it as a tragic accident. Irish pair in Beirut blast horror. That's the headline on the front of the Irish Daily Mirror. Two Irish people living in Beirut told of their horror at witnessing the huge explosion in the Lebanese capital. Cafe owner Niamh Fleming Farrell from County Laois was briefly knocked unconscious, while Colin Lee from Drogheda said his house had been left in ruins. The lead story for the Herald is that families of the Stardust victims say they're elated that inquests into the deaths of 48 people in the 1981 disco fire are to begin early next year. The venue will be Dublin Castle, where some preliminary hearings are expected to be held in the coming months in preparation for full sittings in 2021. There's been a concerning increase in dead animal dumping in Galway. That's covered in the Irish Farmers Journal. Local vet Rita Gately told the paper that she was regularly dealing with cases of ewes, lambs, calves and horses being dumped illegally, and she warned that a significant number had been left close to water extraction points, which had the potential to contaminate the public water supply. And there's extensive coverage in words and in pictures of the funeral of John Hume. Alison Morris writes in the Irish News that the miserable weather reflected the mood of the city, a place he loved so well and that equally loved him back. There was nothing normal about the funeral, but it was quite lovely in its simplicity, she says, a fitting end for a man whose son John Jr. rightly thanked for a life well lived.